This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are showing improvement, though transmission is still elevated. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell on Wednesday for the first time in more than 2 months. They dropped from 323 to 304, according to the state dashboard. Transmission may be easing as well. About 2 weeks ago, the positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, rose to nearly 13%. On Monday, it fell to 11.2%. Subvariants of Omicron are driving infections. One known as BA.2.12 made up about 60% of cases, but other new super transmissible strains make up a growing share of cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators voted for a bipartisan gun safety bill Thursday. The bill would put new checks on gun purchases and boost funding for mental health and school safety. Michael Bennett spoke on the Senate floor.
I don't know how anybody on this floor could object to any of those ideas. I don't know how anyone could go home and say they opposed investing in mental health or making sure they're not letting a troubled 18-year-old have access to an AR-15.
The bill passed the Senate and now goes to the House, where Republicans oppose the bill. In Grand Junction, National Weather Service radar is down for almost 2 weeks of maintenance. CPR's Dina Sieg says the public can help.
The area is in the midst of days of scattered rain and thunderstorms. So the agency is asking residents to share weather they're experiencing on the NWS Twitter or Facebook page. Satellite and lightning data will still be available, but radar is crucial for determining precipitation. The stormy weather is expected to continue into next week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Boulder is planning to give arts and cultural organizations nearly $1 million in grants to help rehire people who lost jobs during the pandemic. Groups have until July 11th to apply for the grants, which are each worth close to $90,000. This is CPR News.